Moab is my washpot. Written and read by Stephen Fry.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the world of Moab is My Washpot. This is Stephen Fry, the author of the book, and the author of the life that the book depicts. It's an autobiography, which is Greek for self-life writing, I suppose. Most people, when they talk to me about Moab is My Washpot, have one question overriding all others, and that is, why the Hecate Dish Dash is it called Moab is My Washpot? Well, those of you who know your Bible might be aware that Moab is My Washpot is a quotation from one of the Psalms of David in the Old Testament. Moab is my washpot, and over Edom will I cast out my shoe. It goes on to say, I think that makes it perfectly clear now as to why I've called it Moab is my washpot. No, but seriously, it then goes on to say that I shall smite, or words similar to smite, the Philistine. And as I hope you'll discover when you read the book, I was a very self-deluding young man when I lived my life as a teenager. And one of the things I believed I was doing was embarking on a war of the aesthete against the athlete, of the mental athlete against the Philistine. I imagine that all those mud-caked barbarians who played rugby and soccer and cricket were the enemy, and that I was a sensitive loner standing up on behalf of poetry and the beauty and the life of the mind. As you'll see, I was a muddled fellow. But the book is essentially, I suppose, what used to be called a sentimental education. That's to say, not sentimental in the modern sense, but a sort of emotional learning. I hope, despite its context, which is that of me at lots of private schools, I hope it touches many resonances.